Today is Monday, January 13th. It's day 9 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. And so welcome to this 21 days of prayer and fasting podcast, in which we try to share just a brief word from the Word, and then we pray that together. And I want to encourage you to use this moment of prayer from the Scriptures to pray with me, as well as to use it as a way to spur other prayers throughout the day, as we together as a church family spend an additional amount of time and give extra attention to prayer and fasting in these 21 days. I want to draw your attention here today on Monday to this fabulous section of Scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, beginning about verse 6, in which Paul is reporting that Timothy did come back with some good news from the Thessalonians, and it encouraged Paul and the team there, that they were standing firm, that they were encouraged even in their affliction. And then in verse 9, he says this: "How can we thank God for you in return for all the joy we experience before our God because of you?" Isn't that beautiful that Paul was so quick to express the joy that he has because of the church in Thessalonica, because of these believers? And I want us to pray today that the Holy Spirit of God would not only create and bring joy to us, but would cause us to be a source of joy for others in every right way. We know that God's the source of joy, but could He use us as that ordained means by which others experience joy? And if it's in line with the text, it would be because we're standing firm and we're not giving in or going back or being led astray or being detoured. We're holding fast to our confession. And as others hear about that, that it would bring them joy. So let's pray that God would make us, in the right sense of the word, a conduit, a source, a means of joy for others as they hear about our faith in God and our steadfastness in the Lord. Pray with me to that end, would you? Heavenly Father, thank you for the joy that the Holy Spirit gives us. It comes from you, and I thank you, Lord, that you give us such deep and abiding joy from your word, for sure. And so, Lord, as we experience the joy you give, the joy your word brings, I pray that it would also then be a source of joy in the right sense for those who see and hear and watch us, that as we interact with others within our faith family, our brothers and sisters, Lord, I pray that as they watch our steadfastness, as they watch us holding fast to our confession, as they see our endurance and perseverance, that it would be to them an encouragement and a source of joy. And that together then we would thank you, we would be grateful to you for the joy that we receive from the body of Christ, from rubbing shoulders with our sisters and brothers, from those within this local church, as we interact with them in our small groups, as we cross paths during Sunday services, as we see them in our community throughout the week, Lord, we would recognize and be aware of their steadfast commitment to you, and it would bring us joy. And as they see that in us, it would bring them joy. Oh, Holy God, create within us and make us a joyful people because of the faith that you give us and the perseverance and endurance that we have to it and for it, all because of the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.